101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 6:45, and it is time for this morning's radio homeroom. And we want to welcome in our Slinger High School student reporters for their first appearance this morning. We have Lindsay and Sam on the line this morning. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for signing on to do this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves to the radio audience, since they don't know anything about you. So, Lindsay, would you like to go first?
Sure. So I'm Lindsay. I'm a senior at Slinger High School, and I'm currently the student council president here at the high school.
All right. And Sam?
And my name is Sam. I'm a junior at the high school, and I'm currently the vice president for student council.
Awesome. Well, we've had a history of having the student council presidents and vice presidents in this role, so I appreciate you guys joining in along with that. So what's student council been up to?
Lately, student council has been kind of preparing for Valentine's Day, so every year we make small hearts and put one on every locker in the school, which is around 1,000 hearts or a little more than that, and we're also selling Match-O-Matic surveys, which is a fun online survey to see who you're compatible with at school, and it's also a fundraiser for our club.
Oh, yeah, I remember those from years past. Some of the people have said they've had some interesting matchups as it spits them out, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. What else is going on?
Well, our sports teams are doing pretty well. Our girls basketball has made it or won the conference once again. And our wrestling team, who always manages to send a few guys to state, we are sending about a dozen people to the regional tournament, so that's pretty cool.
Ah, all right. That's good news. What else?
Our schedule this year actually changed at Slinger. So we used to have 9 classes a day for 40 minutes every day, and we're kind of navigating through a change into a block schedule. So now we only have up to 5 classes a day, but they're 80 minutes now, and each class is every other day. So that's been kind of an adjustment at our school.
And was that a planned thing, or was that a COVID kind of thing?
I think it was planned actually for the year of 2021-2022, but due to COVID, they just moved it up so that kids weren't sitting by so many different people throughout each day.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That makes sense. So, and how's the adjustment going?
I think it's going really well. I personally like it a lot. I don't know if Sam has anything to say how he feels about the block schedule.
I like it a lot because we have what's called open campus, so if we don't have a class, we don't have to be there, and that helps out with, like, keeping more kids out of the school, and we're able to get, like, more homework done at home and all that, so I think it's going well, and I think a lot of kids like it as opposed to the 9-hour schedule.
Okay. And this is just for the high school, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The other middle school and so on are still doing the more traditional classroom day. So,
yep.
All right. What else is going on?
Our outdoors club is doing a lot of ice fishing tournaments, and I think they've been doing very well. We see a lot of their pictures on Facebook, and it's been a great winter for that, especially being outdoors a lot and just enjoying the winter we have in Wisconsin.
Right. And what else have you got, Sam?
The juniors are preparing for their ACT. Many juniors have already taken it a few times, but we got the statewide, school-wide ACT coming up sometime in March, so I know a lot of my buddies are kind of stressing out about that, but we got that coming up pretty quickly.
I think that some of the UW schools changed kind of their requirements on ACT, didn't they, as far as a COVID thing?
Yeah, they did, so I'm not really sure, like, what if these ACTs are going to be around in a few years, but they're still making us take it, so I'm sure some colleges are still accepting it, but I know that the UW system, a lot of them are saying that we don't need the standardized testing anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, it's different if you don't do standardized tests. I mean, we did, you know, but we shall see how it goes out. What else is going on?
Our DECA club here at the high school had a very successful district competition where it was virtual this year, so it was a bit of an adjustment. Instead of competing live in person, you had to send in videos. And we're sending almost 30 people to the virtual state competition, which is occurring in about a month. So that was pretty exciting news.
Okay. And this is the time of year where you guys are or at least Lindsay, you're finalizing a college kind of decision. Where are you thinking of going?
Yeah, this is a busy time for many seniors right now, just picking the college and getting your housing forms in. I'm either looking to go to Miami of Ohio or the University of Denver, so not quite decided yet, though.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting. Somewhere out of state and a different, little different climate.
Yes.
So, yeah, interesting. And so how does it work then? Sam, do you become president next year? Is there another election or?
There's another election that's going to take place in May, and that we'll have a bunch of different candidates run again, but it's always open to me to see if I'll run for president next year, but it's not solidified at the moment.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Are you starting to think colleges?
I am, yeah. I'm just still out of options for me. I mean, I'm sure in a year, either time where Lindsay is right now, I'll have like two colleges narrowed down, but got the just been thinking a lot about it and excited to see what lies ahead for me.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had, let's see, it's been interesting where our Slinger reporters have gone. Of course, we had, we've got one at the Air Force Academy. And we've got a couple that are in Madison. And so it's been kind of interesting to watch, right?
Yeah. Madison's a big, big one for Slinger. I mean, you get like probably 20% of the kids end up going to Madison from here. So it's just a repeating thing that a lot of kids go to Madison from here. It's a pretty cool thing to see that because then they have like a lot of people that they know there, and it just kind of helps them out transitioning from high school to college, knowing that they got buddies there to help them out.
Right, exactly. I went to Madison. So
did you?
I am proud to be a Badger. So
awesome.
What else is going on at school?
Sam.
Our FCA, which is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, they meet in the PAC on a weekly basis. And what that is, it's like somebody will come in and give a speech about Christian faith. And it doesn't have to be necessarily just athletes, but they meet in our new PAC so they can spread out more, and they have donuts and they have a good time. They meet at 7 a.m. every Wednesday, and they go until about 7:20, right until school starts. So that's a pretty cool thing. I know a lot of people that end up like really getting something out of that club, and they really like it.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What else did you have, Lindsay?
We also just received news that we're going to be holding our Hootie Fest festival on August 20th. This is where we're going to have a bunch of food trucks come in. And we did this the summer before COVID, but we had all sorts of different games and raffles going on, and it was a huge fundraiser for our student council and DECA clubs, and it's also before a football game, so it's a really great way to bring the community together, and we're super excited that we're going to be able to have it this August again.
And we're all hoping that by then people will be able to go to football games and so on and so forth, right?
Yes.
So, all right, a little bit more about you guys. What activities are you guys part of besides student council?
I play baseball for the high school year-round, and I'm also on a club baseball team, but it's always keeping busy with that, and I just got into NHS. We do a lot of service projects for that as well.
Awesome.
I ski for the Slinger Ski Team, and we actually just made it to state, likely as our boys and girls team. And it's actually a co-op between Slinger and Hartford, so that's a fun way to make the winter months go by pretty fast.
So on the ski team, how do you, I mean, is it like slalom? Is it, what kind of events do you compete in, you know, on the ski team?
Yeah, so every year we have three slalom races and then three GS races in our conference. And we kind of rotate between hills in the area, so Little Switzerland, Sunburst, Alpine Valley, and then Holy Hill, which is right actually by, like, the church. And it's kind of a fun thing that you get to do both. And then the state tournament is in La Crosse, where you do both slalom GS and then an event called Super G, which is more of a speed event.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting. So I used to cross country ski a little bit, but never downhill. I was never coordinated enough. So what position do you play on the on a baseball team, Sam?
I'm a catcher and a second baseman, so always keep them busy, always having a good time there.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
I think we got it all.
All right. Well, again, hey, I want to welcome you to our radio homeroom series. And again, I appreciate you guys taking time out to do this. And we'll talk again first Tuesday of next month.
All right.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
See you then.
Thanks. Bye bye.
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 All right, radio homeroom. Sam and Lindsay, our new Slinger High School reporters.